The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Hello to all of our listeners. Pete's having a meltdown. He hasn't iced his face. He hasn't had a coffee. He said something else that I'm not allowed to share on air beforehand that we all now feel very sorry for a certain area of his body that's going to get a lot of tension in a couple of weeks. So, Pete, should we...
She's talking about my dick.
Oh, Pete, he said it.
Anyway.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
From one dick to another, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm happy to be back.
I was just
I'm back
to
in
say,
my flat. We are nice.
This is the first dating show we have done in 3 months.
Four months. All right, let's go 4.5 because it was Christmas.
4.5 months where we have both been in the same country on the same time zone. How long have you been back?
Five days.
I've not yet seen you, but we are going to discuss after this what you and the delightful Georgia are doing next week.
Yes.
I'm going to take you both out for dinner because I've missed you both very much.
I can't even tell. I can almost sniff you through my Zoom.
Well, do I smell good?
You smell amazing. You always smell amazing, though. I even know the cologne smell. I don't know what it's called, but I know it. It's smell down the road.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyone that's just listening to our dribble, this is there is a reason why we're here. This is the dating show on FUBAR Radio. And this week we have a topic, which is meeting the parents.
I can't wait to talk to you about this.
You're going to be very surprised at my meeting the parents stories.
Oh.
And we have a fabulous guest this week. She's a friend of mine and a wonderful person, very beautiful as well. She's got very blue eyes. They're bluer than mine and it fucks me off. But it's Saffron Barker.
So why do we know Saffron? Because I sent her on Strictly. That was my first. Is she a TikToker originally?
YouTube.
Are you on YouTube?
No, I don't understand technology, do I? I
mean, you on TikTok?
No, absolutely not. No, because I'm an adult, but I don't understand all that stuff, do I? I mean, it's a struggle for me to get on here.
Yeah, well, you're similar to me in that respect. I think I'm a little bit a step ahead of that, but yeah, you're right. I quite like it though. I respect you for not having a TikTok.
I don't have fucking
YouTube.
TikTok or any of that shit. So we're also going to be doing Love the Way You Lie and listeners' questions and stories. We're hopefully going to get a few more listeners' questions and stories in if we stop talking so much.
All right, then. Well, then let's crack it off with my favourite part of the whole entire year now, because I'm back in the UK.
This could be your favourite one of the year as well.
I've got all my bits back as well. I've got my pens. I've got my timer. I've got so many things to play with now. I felt a bit alone in Bali. I'm going to clip my pen and then you're going to tell me what? The weekly... Actually, before I even say this, because last week I challenged you because you were giving me shit sex books. So, what is this week's sex book?
Right, this week's sex book is one I've never heard of.
Oh.
And it is absolutely horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where I didn't believe it, so I did Google it. And I wish I hadn't.
Oh, did you get images?
I really wish I hadn't. It's actually, rather than turn me on, what it did was made me think, I don't ever want to have sex again.
Did you shrivel up?
Oh, listen, my bollocks are up somewhere near my chest at the minute. And my cock has turned into a button mushroom. That's how much it disgusted me.
Okay, so, I hope this disgusts me then and I don't get excited.
If this doesn't disgust you and excite you, then I'm going to have a very different view of you.
Okay.
Okay, so this week's dating sex book with Pete Wicks, The Hot Pocket.
Oh, is it something to do with when you're under the covers and then one of you farts and then you hold them underneath and hold them until they can't breathe?
I think that's called a Dutch oven.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it then?
Oh,
God, I just swallowed. I'm going to swallow again because it's going to be a loud one. I can already tell.
Okay. Close your eyes.
I don't want to, because if you're grossed out by this, I'm going to throw up. So I'd rather keep my eyes open, please.
Please close your eyes. Come on. You need to indulge yourself. So just imagine, okay?
All right, go on. Shaking already.
The Hot Pocket. It's the art of separating the vagina lips and taking a shit inside before then penetrating the woman. So you just take a dump and then fuck her. So you're fucking your own shit deeper inside.
That's so disgusting. That's so disgusting.
That is a hot pocket.
That's fucking awful.
I mean, I'm literally speechless at this one. But like I said, what I did do, because I thought surely not, is I Googled it. Guys, if you're listening, don't Google. Do not Google it. Oh, no way.
Do I quickly Google it?
I mean,
hot pocket.
Yeah, I think it took me a bit of time to find it exactly. I'm gonna have to go back on it.
I'll put sexual act and then let's see what comes up.
I might have to send something to you.
Okay, I've got some images. Oh, I've got a sloppy hot pocket.
Oh.
Oh, do you know what? I don't even want to. I don't want that in my search history.
You don't want to get banned from porn again.
I got banned again.
Oh, for fuck. You've only been back 4 days, you dirty bitch.
I was banned in Bali.
Two countries have now banned you from sex.
Yeah.
Fucking sexual deviant, let me tell you.
Maybe it's because my search engine is all about sloppy hot pockets. But I'm going to say this, Pete. You've succeeded in making me feel a little bit nauseous because that was a good one. Like, compared to your shitty...
You are not the first woman to say that to me.
Wow. Okay. I have got questions, but I'm not going to ask them. I just think we'll leave it there because it is a bit gross.
It's absolutely disgusting. Anyway, okay. Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, let's get some weird and wonderful dating news.
Yeah, because that wasn't weird enough.
No, definitely wasn't. See if you can pop it next week as well.
Would you like to kick us off?
Sure. So, I love that everything's got a label now. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Fictosexual man who married hologram singer says no family showed up to his wedding. A man has married a fictional computer synthesized pop singer who has been on tour with Lady Gaga. Akiko Kondo and his wife, Hatsune Miku, have been in a relationship for 10 years before they got married. 38-year-old Hakiku has said that his relationship has pulled him out of depression, and he also acknowledges that some people find it strange. He knows that his wife, generally depicted in a popular media as a 16-year-old, with long neon blonde hair, is not real. But he says his feelings for her are. Thousands of people in Japan enter into unofficial relationships with fictional characters. While some do this for a laugh, Mr. Kondo has said he has known for a long time that he did not want a warm, don't know where that came from, a warm human.
Thinking about that hot pocket again.
Oh, yeah. He found it hard at first to accept his feelings, but now he sees himself as part of a growing movement of people who identify as fictosexuals. He invited his family and co-workers to the wedding, but none of them showed up.
Shock.
Luckily, I know. Luckily, nothing. 39 people did attend.
Jet lag's a fucker, isn't it?
Oh, don't. And they were mostly strangers, online friends, and members of his local parliament. So, fictosexual. Have you heard of that before?
I have.
Oh, have you?
Mm.
So is it like people that are into computer games and like...
Yeah. Yeah. I think...
She's 16.
And do you know... 30. Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I presume... what did it say? It's Japanese?
No, it's in Japan. It's a thing. It's
It's anime, isn't it?
Yeah, anime,
Is that what they call it? Anime or anime, those whatever it is?
Events and yeah.
I've got to say, some of them anime, and whatever the fuck it is, characters are very good looking.
I agree.
However, he's 38, she's supposed to be 16, which is weird. Obviously, he's not doing anything wrong because she doesn't exist, but...
Yeah, but is that wrong, though?
I mean, it's as wrong as I mean, it's a cartoon. I mean,
cartoons you associate with kids. So, and he's 39. So,
I mean, I would love to fuck Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, but she's not a kid. She's an adult.
Obviously. But I mean, she's still a cartoon. But obviously, that would, or Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, beautiful. Ariel from Little Mermaid, would love to give her one.
She was a bit young.
What, Ariel? No, she wasn't. She was a woman.
Was she?
He fucks her.
She was a... She wasn't really a woman, but yeah. But yeah, well, but they're both young, aren't they? And they're like 18, 19.
All right. Well, I mean...
You go that low, don't you? Yeah, yeah, sorry.
No, I just thought, Ariel, do you know what I mean? She's fit. There's always something that's put... I don't know what it is, but there's something fishy about her. But she... Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. But it's just weird. It's just another one of them fucking weird things, isn't it? How can you...
Oh, fucking then. Let's move on, because he's annoying me already. What's his name? I don't even know his name. Let's move on. I want to hear your weird and wonderful data news.
This one. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Man with 9 wives creates 6 rotas so none of the women feel left out. What a guy.
God, this is going to make me angry. Go on.
Arthur Urso from Brazil hit the headlines last year after he married his 9 wives in a bid to celebrate free love and protest against monogamy. Since then, Arthur has struggled to balance the needs of his many wives and decided to create a sex schedule to make sure each partner had some love. Despite the great plan, Arthur found it too stressful and structured. The model... also found difficulty with each wife between the sheets, with him often thinking about his other wives during sex. He has since decided to ditch the sex rota and is now focusing on letting things flow naturally. Arthur insisted that his wives do not mind how often each of the wives get to make love to him. However, jealousy does creep in occasionally. One wife has now had enough of the marriage as she wanted to have him all to herself. Arthur decided not to replace her currently.
This poor guy can't stay present with just one woman. This poor fucker, you know, he's had to change.
I feel bad for him.
I do feel really sorry that he's had to change his schedule around because he's thinking of his other wives while he's fucking the one he's fucking.
It's very hard to juggle.
Poor guy.
You know, one woman, let alone 9. Yeah. I think he's a fucking hero.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I feel massively sorry for the complete prick.
Yeah, poor guy. Maybe we should just get him on.
Arthur would be a good person to have on. Talk to me about your wives. Do you know the first thing I'd ask him?
Go on.
Rank them.
You would just be staring at that pot, wouldn't you? What's that show? Is it The Bachelor? Where he has to pick between however many women and they're all like catfighting each other to just pick this one guy.
I don't know. I've never seen it. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's a bit like that. It's a wind-up.
I'd love to do that.
Oh, fucking bet you would. Of course you, yeah, it's all right being the bachelor or the bachelorette, but when you're the 9 women or 9 men or however many it is fighting for this one person, oh God.
I've got a question for you, CC. If you were one of Arthur's 9 wives, how would you stand out?
Oh, I would remember we have listeners, Pete. This is you and me having
listen, we haven't done it for a while. It's a circle of trust.
No,
there's only me and you here. All right, forget everyone else.
I forget every week.
There's only me and you here.
Every
How would
week.
You stand out?
And I've also been away for a long time, so I'm even more open than I already was. So let's just leave it there, but you can ask me after if you want.
Are you sure you don't want to tell us?
I'm pretty 100,000% sure.
Okay.
Bearing in mind, I still have family, I think, that listen to this show.
Okay, all right, okay.
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 Right then.
All right then. Well,
should we talk about the actual topic?
Shall we?
Yeah, because I'm really interested in, because I imagine, I've completely judged you, so I'd quite like you to just unjudge me. So meeting the parents is the subject, right? Pete, how many sets of partners, parents, have you met? Like, how many times have you been introduced? Is it like every time? Is it like, you know?
No, it's not every time, because obviously I am... eternally single and will probably never find love. So
I know you will, don't worry.
But I have met a number of different parents and I would say I do quite well with parents.
Oh, so tell me, what do? You walk in, they've prepped their parents, you walk in, and who do you talk to first, mum or dad?
You always go straight to dad, shake dad's hand.
Okay. Straight to dad.
Do you know what? Despite the fact, and I'm sure everyone knows me to be a complete prick, but I'm quite old school with a lot of stuff. So even I've never, for example, I will never stay in a girl's house, let's say that her dad owns or whatever else, because it's his castle. I will never do it, never have done. If I'm going to see fucking family or parents or whatever else, I'll stay in a hotel. I will not stay in another man's house. Can't do it, won't do it, don't think it's right. That's just me. But mums are getting very well with.
Okay. So the dads, are they a little bit like, you've got to earn your,
well, listen,
your role?
No, dad wants their daughter to bring home this. Right? No dad wants that. No dad wants their daughter to bring home some fucking jumped up, tattooed, long-haired prat, right? Who's just, no dad wants that. Look, when I walk through the door, dads are, oh, for fuck's sake, must, hopefully this is a phase. Quite often it is. but mums seem to quite like it.
Well, I mean, that does make sense. But I think you're being a bit mean to yourself, because I don't think, if anyone who's got an open mind wouldn't judge what walks in the door.
Yeah, but unfortunately, a lot of people don't. So
yeah, you just, well, yeah, true, a lot of people don't, but then there are some that, you know, that do.
But then you can win people around by just being polite and fucking good as gold. However, I'm all right with mums and dads and stuff. I also don't find it a massive thing. I know people will be like, oh, you can't meet the fucking parents, you can't meet the family until we were fucking getting married. But listen, they're part of your life, and they're, you know, if you are seeing someone, regardless, you talk about your family, you do whatever else, I don't see it as a massive problem. So, you know, if I met someone and then fucking, I don't know, if you specifically go to meet the parents, as in, this is my boyfriend, yeah, it's a big thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, if a girl sort of goes, I want you to meet my parents because we're together, then it's a big thing. But if you just sort of, like, I don't know, you're going to a family party or you're doing whatever else, it's not that big a deal. I don't know why people get such a big fucking...
Oh, that side of it, yeah, because there's a lot of other people there. But have you been in that situation where someone said, like, I'd like you to come for a meal with my parents and officially meet them?
Yeah.
And how was that?
I did it with a girl I was seeing a few years ago. And it wasn't just her parents, it was also her brother, brother's wife, and two other people. So there was like them six and then me and her. So I booked a really nice restaurant in London and all that sort of stuff. And it was quite intense. Do you know what
really?
I mean? I sat opposite the dads, like fucking getting the fucking grilling treatment. But obviously what I did was just get them all fucking pissed, and then they loved me.
So, do you get that question of like, oh, what are your intentions with my daughter?
I've had that before, yeah.
Do you think that's just such a shit question? Because it's so, like, moving.
A dad and a brother have got to do that sort of thing, because I find brothers are actually worse than dads, because brothers are a bit younger, and what they try and do is like the alpha male thing. They're like, so like, listen, you fuck my sister about, I'm going to kill you. And you think, oh mate, listen, she was sucking me cock this morning, I suggest you pipe down, otherwise I'm going to tell you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do that kind of like, hey, or don't listen, don't fuck about my sister, don't fuck off, you silly prat. Do you know what I mean? You fucking, otherwise I'm going to shag your wife and all. But it's, but do you know what I mean? I find that
totally.
Quite annoying.
Yeah,
totally. You just don't need to do that. You don't need to make someone feel uncomfortable. And listen, I know from I'll tell you what, if you look at the other side, my mum is very deep. My mum hates meeting anyone I'm seeing.
And the reason, does she?
And the reason my mum hates it is because my mum loves everyone. My mum gets attached to everyone. And then, so whatever, my mum's opening lines to women generally, and this is what she'll do, she'll go, the fuck are you doing with him? That's literally what my mum says to people. But my mum gets really attached. My mum, right, is still really good friends with a girl that I was seeing when I was 16. She went to her wedding. That girl babysits my nephews.
Wow.
My mum goes for dinner with her and her husband.
Wow.
And I think my mum is dying for me to actually settle down and meet someone.
That's lovely, though.
My mum's a beautiful person, though. Do you know what I mean? She's amazing. Mm. But yeah, so she doesn't like it. She's like, if I ever say, oh, listen, mum, I'm going to pop round, I've got someone with me, whatever. She's like, oh, no, don't.
because she's going to,
She gets attached. But anyway, so that's me. Let's talk about you.
I enjoy me. I
imagine you are exactly what any mother or father would want their son to come home with.
So it's really interesting you say that, because I hear you and I get it, but equally there's a lot of pressure because they like the idea of you, especially when they go and watch first dates. So they like the idea of their son being with someone who doesn't swear and is really nice and, you know, and all this shit.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I turn up, and of course I know how to be polite and I'm respectful and all the rest of it. But
you'd
I don't like
to just drop a little cunt in now and then.
I do. And this is what I mean. Like, it's like, if I could say, how do you feel about the word cunt? And if they said, do you not quite like it? I'd be like, fucking, your parents are sound. But we have to like ease our way in.
So annoying. Georgia's going to cut all that out.
She might not. You never know.
No, she will. I mean, we said it 100 times the other week and she still won't put it in.
Really?
Yeah.
See, it's one of my favourite words, but I guess parents wouldn't know that until you got, you have to kind of gauge where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a nightmare if you just went up to the mum and went, all right, oh, he's a bit of a cunt.
I think the respectful thing to do is to ask, how do you feel?
He does keep it in. Oh, cunt, cunt, cunt.
Okay. So I think the respectful thing to do is to ask, how do you feel about the word cunt? And if you pronounce it with a T on the end, then it kind of makes it seem a bit more respectful. And
How many group sets of parents have you met?
Oh, I've met everyone's parents.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're...
Boyfriends, of course. Like, I don't mean like people, you know, I'm sitting... I mean, boyfriends. Yeah, I met all the parents.
And did you... I seem to remember you telling me a story of you not getting on with one of the mothers.
Yeah, there was one particular set who...
Is that... Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did the whole, you know, when you walk into a room and you ignore someone. So, and you sometimes do it with animals to kind of gain respect. So I walked into the room. There was only four of us, like myself, her son and the mum and dad.
And they treated you like a dog.
She ignored me for about 30 seconds, which is a very long time when there's only four people. And then decided to say, she gave me a hug and she went, oh, sorry, what's your name? Is it Lucy or is it Cece? And I was like, oh. And then the next question was, so what's your career plans? And I was like, fucking hell, this is, whoa, I don't know what my career plans are. So, yeah, it was quite intense. And then she was saying how perfect her son was and that she would marry him if he wasn't her son. And I was like, there's a little bit too much of a mum and son thing here. So it became...
Well, like incest, you thought they were fucking?
I didn't think they were fucking. I just felt like there's no need for her to stand her ground that much, because all I'm trying to do is love her son.
So and just a very overprotective mother.
Fuck me.
Is it because I always find dads, like I said, dads try and do the overprotective thing with their daughters, obviously understandable, it's daddy's little girl and all that sort of shit, but it's very easy to disarm a guy, I think, as
yeah,
a guy.
Absolutely.
Whereas I think it must be worse for you or for women to disarm a mother.
Women can be a bit catty.
My mum hates me, I think, so that's why she prefers everyone else. But I imagine if you've got one of them mums who thinks their son is the best thing since sliced bread,
yeah,
they think you're going to take them away from them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly. And she definitely softened. Like once I told her how much I adored her son, like that's what they really want, right? Is their son to be happy. And she softened, but there was always this thing. And so you end up becoming very small and you stop speaking how you speak. You stop saying the things you want to share and you end up being the smallest person in the room all the time. So then you're sort of labeled as either shy, like me, shy, fuck off, or rude. And it's a difficult one. But that's, you know, that again, that's now I've learned that's a them thing. That's not a me thing, because I fucking adore parents. I love meeting the parents. Like I love meeting new people anyway, but having that conversation, you hear new things about your partner that you've never heard before. You know, they'll drop a like, or when he was 10 and da da da, and you think, I love hearing that. I love knowing a little bit more, because the more I know, the more I can share and the more that we can bond, and the foundation just gets solid and more concrete. So I love it, but I do feel for the people that have the overprotective parents. My boyfriends have met my dad, and they're all, I mean, my dad, he's the easiest person anyway. Like if he's saying to a guy, what's your intentions with my daughter? It's purely for a joke. It's not because if he meant that, I'd be like, fuck off. Like, why are you asking him that for?
I remember a good few years ago going to meet this girl's parents, and they, I've got to be very careful I say this in case anyone picks up on who. Anyway, look, I went to see this person's parents, and they had a pool table, and it was like a bit of a family thing. She had a brother and a dad, and they were, you know, big fucking 6'3" geezers, you know, and they were like, Pete, you want to, I go in and meet the mum, and then the girl says to me, oh, my dad and my brother are sort of down in the playing pool. Why don't you go down with them? Yeah, all right then. Walk in there, and if I sort of stood there like this playing pool, all right? And give the whole, as if I walked into like the fucking Dragon's Den, and I thought, oh, yeah, fucking hell, this is going to be a nightmare. Did you play? I said, yeah, play a little bit, yeah. So I played the dad at pool whilst the brother sat there just eyeballing me. Just sat there having a beer. So what'd you do then? Like all that sort of stuff. And you know, I felt like I was like meeting the fucking mafia. Mm-hmm. But I'm not very good in them situations because I can't help but be anything other than me. So I started giving it back to him. And I can't help that. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just, I found it quite funny. So I kept going, fucking, what do you think you are? Don Corleone and the other one? Or you the bouncer? Which actually broke the ice. And they both thought it was all right.
I bet it did.
But I can see how, like, if you do that to people sometimes, it puts them on edge. And I think, I actually think dads and brothers quite enjoy doing it.
Yeah, of course they do.
Because I imagine if I ever have a daughter, if I'm lucky enough to meet the love of my life and have kids and all that sort of stuff, and I have a daughter, I will be the biggest prick you could ever imagine. I can guarantee
no,
you.
I'm sure, yeah.
I will be a fucking wanker. But not because I'm trying to control, just because I think it'd be funny. I couldn't help it. I would, like, if it walked in, I'd be like, well, what the fuck do you look like? Just because I think it would be funny. And I know that's really bad, but I think it's quite funny. I quite like it if people do. I think it's quite funny.
But it's almost like, it's like the unsaid thing. You just have to take it. Like, if you're meeting the parents, you have to take whatever comes at it. And I think it's like walking into a room of 100 people, 2 people, whatever. You've got to see where you sit. Like, this is the middle ground. If you're coming into a room where people are up here and you're coming in and meeting them at that up level, it might be too much of an ego. Whereas if you come in and people are sort of at the middle ground and you come in slightly lower, I think you've got more chance of being liked. And I'm not saying that that's for like business meetings or for every social situation, but when you're meeting the parents, I think you have to sort of come down a level and work out, where do I sit in this atmosphere? Where do I come in? What's going to be comfortable for them? And then you can build yourself back up. Because if you come in like Billy Big Bollocks, that's... you know, you can threaten people, and that's not, I don't mean you, I mean in general.
I think you need to read a room. And I think it's really important to read a room when you are meeting the parents to find out what
100%.
Because listen, you're always going to portray yourself, or I would hope that anyone always tries to portray themselves as themselves, but you do have different versions of yourself. That it's okay to give people a different version of yourself. Mm. Does that make sense? Like, we all have different bits. You know, I don't act the complete same with every single person I meet. Because some people wouldn't appreciate some of my weirdness or whatever else, but it's still me, and I'm still talking as me and being me, but there's levels to what you do. And I completely agree with that. You have to be respectful when you meet the parents initially. And then you can tell them to fuck off.
Well, yeah. And that, I'd quite like to do that. There's a couple of parents that one particular one, I'd quite like to have said that.
I always end up, do you know, my biggest problem is I always end up becoming too panny with the dad, and it pisses the girl off.
Do you know, it's just reminded me of something.
I do it all the time. I get really, and they're like, oh, my dad's a fucking nightmare. My dad's a nightmare. I meet the dad, and within half an hour, we're best mates. He's like, do you want to come for a drink? And then they start messaging me. Do you fancy beer this weekend? Do you fancy this? Do you fancy this? I'm like, yeah, all right.
I remember a guy meeting my dad. This is my sister's boyfriend. And he shook his hand. He went, great sperm, mate. yeah, but because my dad's chilled, I think he just knew he was nervous and sort of took it as like, do you know what, that's the wrong fucking thing to say. But I get that you're
great nervous. Sperm mate,
great sperm mate, yeah Yeah, you'd know him as well.
Is your sister still with him?
No, no, this is very long. If one, I'll tell you after who it is, and you'll be like, fucking hell. You'll be like, fucking hell for who it was, and then fucking hell for the comment. But yeah.
Great sperm, mate.
Great sperm, mate. Yeah.
Love that. Love that. I'll the next
time. You can
time
use that one. Yeah, you can have it.
Yeah, next time I meet someone's dad, I'll be sure to say great sperm, mate. Well, we're going to get someone on now to talk about this further.
Brilliant. Good.
All right. She is, she's actually
your
one
friend.
Of the, she's one of the loveliest people ever.
Oh, okay.
You'll love her. I absolutely love Saffron. So she's a YouTuber. She originally from Brighton. She did, what did she do? Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, that's what I know her from, I think.
Yeah, she did Strictly. And she was partnered with AJ.
Yeah, that's Kurt's it.
Because we had his girlfriend on.
Yeah.
A little while ago. She also did a show. This is where I met her. She did a show with me and Sam. She did The Circle, Stand Up To Cancer.
Oh, yes.
With Sam and I. So that's where I first met her. So let's get her on.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous.
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good, good.
Before we get into the topic this week, we're going to do some quick fire questions with you, right?
All right. I'm so bad at quick fire questions.
Good.
I get panic so bad. Okay.
They're not that bad, babe.
They're easy.
They're really easy. All right. Mm. Don't panic. Do you want to take a deep breath?
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. Date night in or date night out?
In.
Kissing or cuddling?
Cuddling.
Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Giving gifts.
Dating apps or meeting in person?
Meeting in person.
Whose opinion's more important, friends or family?
Family.
PDA or stay away?
Do you know what's so cringe? Probably PDA.
Yeah.
Oh, Saffron.
Yeah, I love it.
Dating several people at once or one at a time?
One at a time.
Dream job or dream partner?
Dream job.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, Saffron. Yeah. Single or taken?
Single.
Lovely. Right.
The same good.
Yeah, of course we are. Fuck me. It's fairly obvious me
right,
you're single.
Fuck.
Right. Who the fuck is gonna put up with me and you? That's why we have to do things together. You're like my work wife. It's true. No one else will put up with us.
Well, I thought after doing this for such a long time that we might actually get partners, but it's actually...
No, we've got worse.
No, we've definitely got worse.
Do you know what? I love how you guys have a dating show and you're both single. I tell you
fully.
What, you're the best people to give advice.
The levels of single are so fucking far away. Like, I can't even remember what it's like to be in a relationship. Pete's never been in one and I just can't remember.
Amazing. And you both have a dating show. That's what it's all about.
But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you because it's not a relationship show because we're shit at them. But
yes.
But dating, right. we do fucking loads of that.
Oh, yeah. Dating all day long. But yeah, relationships. Yeah.
We love dating. It's just they never stick around.
Do you love dating though? I don't even know if I enjoy dating that much.
I absolutely love it.
I do as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just prefer to be in a relationship, but anyways.
But then do you not date to get on the relationship? Do you not like, how do you meet people?
Yeah, I guess like if it's like I'm seeing somebody and it's like, you know, we're going on dates, I feel like I love it. But like just to, like go on a date because like I've just been speaking to, I don't know, like it doesn't excite me that much. I've got to like, be like really into them to be excited for the date. Otherwise, I'm kind of just be like, oh, it's a waste of time. Can't be bothered.
Right. Listen, fuck
here we
the topic.
Yeah. We're going to change it. There we go.
Okay. Dating is the best thing in the world. I don't like talking to people, so I don't like fucking texting and fucking calling and all that sort of stuff. You never know what someone's like until you fucking meet them. And I love meeting new people anyway. That's why I love dating. I can't understand how people don't like it. Is it because are you shy?
No, I'm not shy. I don't get nervous for dates either. Like, it's not that I get shy, but it's just like I have to really like someone. Otherwise, I just think there's so many, but like...
But how do you get to really? But how do you get to really like someone if you haven't been
met them.
And spent time with
yeah,
them?
Yeah, no, that is true. Well, to be fair, like pretty much all my ex boyfriends, I've spoken to them online for like such a long time before I've gone on a date with them.
See, I can't do that.
I think that's maybe why.
I hear you about the busy thing, because like when you're busy and you're like, hang on a minute, I've got to give you 2 hours of my time, but you might be a complete twat, so actually I just rather not. Like, I completely understand that, because when life is hectic, it is, it's hard to give a stranger or share your time with a stranger. But do you like, you know, when you meet someone in the cafe and, oh, I don't know, you're ordering your coffee and you're having a little chat, like, it's an extension of that. And then I'd like to think that you're not the kind of person that would just go on a date with a complete idiot. So you probably
don't. Do you know what I think it is? I think what it is every time I go on a date with someone, like, I don't feel like I could ever just go on one date and then if I'm not feeling it, like, that's it. I then feel like they, like, hold this, like, whole thing against you that they've taken you out on a date. Then you have to carry...
Who the fuck does that?
Thinking...
No, I get it.
Every person I ever date, they now like suddenly would think we're in a relationship because we've gone on one date.
No.
I'm like, I'm just not that into you. And it's just like, oh, now I've got
myself. You need to get better at picking who you...
But also, you need to stop going on dates with fucking helmets.
No, because I get that.
That's true.
I don't know if it's the helmet thing.
Of course it is. If someone's going on a date and then they're holding a ransom to say, listen, I took you out on a date, go fuck yourself. Can't fucking... You know what I mean? You don't want to go on dates with people like that.
Fucking
that's true.
If you feel like, I feel like that after a date and I think, okay, I don't like this person, but I'm probably going to give them a second chance because I feel like I should, or because maybe there's something in it that it, maybe it's a me thing. So you end up feeling like you can't reject that person. Shut up. I'm not talking to you anymore. You end up feeling like it's a you thing, but actually I get that about them. It's not them holding you ransom. It's about rejecting that person, but you're not rejecting them because actually it's kinder when you're being honest with them. So it's just being honest, and like, maybe don't do it on the date at the end if you don't feel like you can. Maybe, you know, so text after, thank you so much for your time, but absolutely never fucking ever.
Brilliant. Well, you know, I'm gonna take that into my next date. That's exactly what I'm gonna say.
I would absolutely love it if next week she sends us a screenshot. Saffron sends us a screenshot of her saying never fucking ever in a text message to someone.
Maybe I will.
Right. Anyway, listen, let's move on. Because our topic this week is meeting the parents. Mm-hmm. Now, I am eternally single, but I have met quite a number of parents over the years. And I quite like it. I don't think it's a big thing. I genuinely don't think it's a big thing. Cece's just as fun as. Tell us about you.
I mean, I actually love meeting the parents as well. I feel like most of the time I get on with the parents better than I do my boyfriend or the guy that I'm seeing. So like, because for me, like, I'm so close to my parents. My mum is literally like my best friend.
You have got beautiful parents as well. Your mum is unbelievable.
Yeah, do you know what? I do. Yeah.
No, but her dad's a really good looking guy as well.
Yeah. I tell you what, I do love him. So I spend so much time with them. So for me, like, I love meeting the parents. I agree with you in the sense of, like, when I'm meeting somebody else's parents, I don't feel like it's a big deal at all. I'm just like, oh yeah, like, excited to meet the parents. I'm like, even better, because I'm so great at parents. But when people are meeting my parents, can't lie, it feels like a big deal. I think, like,
really,
my mum's opinion matters so much. And my mum does have a very strong opinion, and also she can't keep it quiet. So I love her.
Love that.
But like, if she doesn't like someone, she'll say it. Like,
that's to them,
it.
Or to you.
I mean, not straight up.
I would love it if she said it to them.
Like, you're hiding it.
Wow, really? Is it? Do you think that you? Because obviously she's your mum, and you know that. Or do you think your partner picks up on it, or do you think it's your, like, oh yeah, I know that signal. She doesn't like him.
I mean, my mum's never going to be rude to someone. Like, she's not a rude person, but, like, she just... And she'll give someone a second chance, but, like, that's... She's made her mind up. She doesn't like him, so that's kind of it. So my dad's, like, so easygoing. He's like, you know, if I say, oh, like, what do you think? He's like, oh, yeah, it's all right. Whereas, like, my mum would be like, no, he doesn't do this, don't do that, doesn't do this.
So,
maybe it's like a protective thing, I'm not sure, but...
Over the years, then how many potential boyfriends or whatever have your parents met? Like a few?
Yeah,
you haven't got to give me an exact number, but like, they've met a few. How many of them have they liked, and how have there been any where your mum or your dad have gone, fucking hell, he's a knobhead?
Do you know what? My mum's liked every one of them aside from one. But it's not even that she thought he was, like, such a dick or, like, just, like, she just thought he was so... She just couldn't see what I saw. She was like, he's just beautiful and that's all you're interested in. He's, like, literally talking to a brick fucking wall.
Really?
So she just couldn't see it. She's like, this is not you. Like, because obviously everyone's attracted to looks first, right? But then it's so much deeper than that. And my mum's like, but there's nothing deeper to this guy, and I can't wrap my head around. And I'm like, yeah, mum, but he's so nice. She's like, and he's so boring. And so, like, every time he'd come over, because I'm obviously, like, for the past year, I've had to move back in with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like,
how long, you know, till the house is done?
House being built. Like a month and a half.
Are you excited?
Oh, amazing. I'm
so excited.
It looks honestly amazing as well.
I tell you what, I do love my family, but I'm so excited for my own space.
Yeah, I bet.
So, yeah, so literally, like, if a guy comes over, they've got to come meet my family. But anyways, yeah, so my mum just...
And does that affect how you are with them? Like, after knowing how your mum feels, does that then... Are you sort of in the back of your head like, well, this isn't going to last because my mum doesn't like you?
Or oh, 100%.
Oh, really?
Like, it's not like... it's not like... I can just, like, you know, my mum will just get over it. And by the way, I'm making my mum out to be like some evil person. She's
no, not at all.
Yeah, your mum sounds like a wicked witch of the West at the minute.
No, I know. She's going to hate me so much for this. Like, she has such good morals. And I think she's really good at, like, seeing people's intentions and just, like, noticing someone, like, who they are straight away. Mm-hmm. But it's like, even for an example, like, if my mum doesn't like my outfit that I'm wearing, like, sure, I might be so much that she doesn't like it that I would literally just get changed. So I can't even be asked to wear it because all day, every time she sees me, she's going to tell me she doesn't like it. So I'm like, oh, this isn't even worth it.
So do you think then your mum maybe, like you said, with this guy that was really good looking, but fucking about as deep as a puddle, do you think that you in the back of your head knew that and actually you probably needed your mum to tell you that for you to go, actually, she's fucking right? Is she right most of the time is the point?
Oh,
I'm trying
she's
to get
right.
At.
Yeah. She's right. Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
All the time she's right.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I find this fascinating.
So you said something earlier on then, which you are one of the nicest people I know. I said this to Cece before you come on. I think you're so lovely, but so it doesn't surprise me you said this. You're very good at meeting the parents.
Mm. I like to think so.
Why?
And to tell you what, even more so.
I tell you what, anyone listening who may have dated Saffron, whose parents fucking hated her, please send me the story.
I'm sure there's one.
Right. Oh, is there?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, I thought that was a story. Like you were having a fucking punch up with someone's mum.
No, I can't say anything. Okay, hang on.
No, go on, say it. No, we don't do names. It's fine. You haven't got to tell us a name. But is there one set of parents you didn't get on with?
I'm going to ruin something that I've been asked to do later on in the podcast. I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Got you. Save it for the game.
It's so obvious now. But...
Okay, and then we'll quiz you after. Fine.
So why are you so good at meeting the parents then? What makes you the perfect person for someone's son to bring home?
Do you know, well, I mean...
I'm why are you so perfect, Saffron?
Do you know what? I don't know. You tell me. No. I think what it is... I'm just like, I love like talking to people and I love like finding out things about other people. Like I could just sit
and... So why don't you like dating?
I know, that's what I was thinking.
I do you know what it is? I'm just not that into many people. Like it takes a lot for me to like someone. So
you're a picky fuck.
On a date, I probably can't be asked.
Right, yeah, okay.
Like, but also I love being in relationships. So I do love dates. I just have to like really like them, you know?
Okay.
So you need a lot of talking beforehand before you even go on that
date. Yeah.
You wouldn't meet someone on the Monday and then they say, what are you doing tonight? And you go, yeah, fuck it, let's go for dinner.
No, I probably, I don't know. Yeah, I probably would. Like, I'm quite spontaneous, but like, I'd have to, I don't know. Yeah, I probably would do that, to be fair. Oh, right. I'm not making it make sense, am I?
No, not at all, babe. You sound confused as fuck. But
I say what, my relationship status has been so freaking confusing recently that's my life.
Why has it been so confusing?
Oh, it's just, there's just been a lot that's gone on, you know?
Oh, this sounds interesting.
I broke up my ex-boyfriend like maybe like 6 months ago and I started seeing someone like really quickly. I'm never single, basically.
You're
I
never
need
single.
To just be single.
Oh, that so that's what it is then. You just need a bit
this
of
this is why you don't like dating. Being single, listen, I've got a fucking terrible reputation. We talk about it all the time, a fucking terrible reputation for things because I'm always single. But the reason I'm always single is because I believe in fucking fairy tales. I believe in soulmates. I believe in all that sort of stuff. And I just haven't met that person. And when I do, that's my person. That's my person for life. You know what I mean? But I haven't met that person. So I go on loads of dates because you never know who that person's going to be. I don't think you can know straight away. I don't know why we're talking about dating again. It's not even, this topic is nothing to do with dating.
It is the dating.
We're just Maybe we're all so single. And we
God, we're all just desperate, so fucking desperate. Fucking should we all go speed dating?
Yes.
Have you ever been speed dating? Yes.
I've never done speed dating.
Haven't you?
No.
Saffron, it's fucking brilliant. You never find anyone in there because everyone that goes speed dating is fucking mental.
Yeah, but, this is what I'm about to say.
But like, it's so much fun.
If you're going speed dating, you're probably not the person for me. So, like, that's why I have no interest in going speed dating.
It's fun. And also, you can actually, there's, like, some, like, certain speed dating events, you can pick, like, you have to have a criteria to get in. So you're not dating, like, fucking Jeremy from 5 minutes down the road who's been living in a bush like wanking over you. You're meeting like normal people that, or let's say normal, whatever normal is. I'm not normal, but there's like a criteria to get in.
DC did date Jeremy who lived in a bush wanking over
them. I think he's still down there somewhere. He's been waiting for 4 months. God bless him, but I probably made his day.
But yeah, listen, we're going to take you dating, Saffron.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'd love that.
We're going to, do you know what? We should genuinely actually do it. Me and Cece have got to see each other soon because she's been away for 4 months and I've missed my work wife because I love her with all my heart. So we've got to go and get pissed together very soon. But you need to come because we'll find a speed date because it's summer.
Do you know what? I'd love to come. I don't think you're going to find me my soulmate.
Oh, no, we're not going to find us. But you never, you never know. Why don't you think we
could? That is true. You do never know.
Hold on. Why do you feel that me and Mr. Peter Witz cannot find you your soulmate?
Because we can't fucking find our own.
Wait. What's
that? Yeah, I think you need to find your own first.
Okay, is that what it is? We need to find our own and then we can actually have a little bit more weight to what we talk about.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. You just changed the name of this podcast called
Why Are We So Fucked?
Yeah, Single as Fuck or something like that.
Single as Fuck. Welcome to Saf.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Okay.
Brilliant.
All right.
Anyway, so before we move on to Love the Way You Lie, then I still need you to tell me why you're so fucking great at meeting the parents.
Okay.
Well, sorry, 15 minutes later.
No, to be fair, I think I could actually talk to a brick wall. Like, everyone who meets me is like, you don't stop talking, like, but only when I want to. Like, I do know a time and a place when to shut up. Like, you know, like if I'm in the back of a car and, you know, I'm like getting driven to the airport or something, to be honest, like, I can't really bother to make a conversation. I can, like, just, you know, not talk. Yeah. But if I get in a conversation with someone, I'm gone. I could literally just talk forever. So, and also, like, I find it interesting, like, finding out other people's lives, and I'm super nosy. So, like, I love that.
You start asking those questions about, like, the fella you were seeing? Like, what was he like when he was younger? Like, what's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably. That's definitely me.
Yeah, I imagine you do that as well.
Well, also, like, their parents always say the truth, right? Although the one thing I can't stand about meeting the parents is, like, so many, like, parents I've met, like, just think that, like, their son is just, like, absolute, like, godsend and they can't do a single thing wrong. And I cannot stand it. Like, my mum knows that I'm not an angel. Do you know what I mean? So I just can't stand it when you meet the parents and they're just like, think their son is so perfect.
I just said to Cece, whenever my mum hates meeting people because my mum loves them more than she loves me. So my mum generally, if she meets someone, she'd be like, the first thing she says to him is, what the fuck are you doing with him? That's literally the first thing she'll say to someone. My mum loves him. Oh, fucking yeah. She'll go, he's a wanker. He doesn't do this. He's done 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 that. I'm like, fucking hell, mum.
Oh, your mum's really got your back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, me and my mum, but she finds it really funny. She just literally slags me off left, right and centre because it makes
Do you know what? That's good because at least you know what you're walking into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it makes them feel a lot more comfortable as well, I think. It makes them feel a lot more comfortable because, do you know what I mean? Like, my mum's great. Anyway. Yeah.
Let's do our little game. I think we're ready for a game. So you know about this, right? You know that you've been prepped to have three stories or statements.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So Love the Way You Lie game. You're going to tell us three different stories. We get two questions per story.
Two questions. Sorry, counting.
Don't leave me out. So one of them is going to be a lie and two are going to be the truth. So please start with your story or statement number one.
Okay, right. So number one is I have been caught out butt naked in front of my ex's parents.
Nice. Okay.
Love it. Yeah.
Story two.
Story two is I said I was going to the toilet and left and never came back.
Oh shit.
Story three.
Okay, and story three is my ex-boyfriend's dad made a fake account to troll me.
Oh god.
Right. These are great, Saffron.
These are really good.
Thank you.
So my question for the stark bollock naked in front of the parents one.
Yeah.
Tell me the situation. How did that happen?
Well, situation was, it was in the middle of the night. So I thought no one's going to be up. So like, I've just, you know, like the toilet is literally across the hall. So I thought I'm just going to run to the toilet. Like no one else is up. Turns out they was up and it was so embarrassing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm not going to ask questions.
They were walking down the stairs as I've gone to the toilet. Like, wonderful. You couldn't write it. It was okay. So bad.
Lovely, lovely. I'm not going to ask questions on that one because, Pete, that was a bit cheeky. That wasn't a question. That was tell me this story. So, okay, all right. Number two.
Learning. I'll tell you why, Saffron, right? So we've been doing this. We've done fucking, I don't know, 60 episodes of this or whatever we've done. I don't think I've ever got one right. I am fucking,
really?
I am.
He's not the best.
Evidently, the easiest person
believe
to
believe everyone.
Because I just believe everything everyone says.
Oh, you're just super gullible.
I'm fucking terrible. So I never know anything. So now I've got to try and cheat. Whereas Cece is like Sherlock fucking Holmes, right? She gets everything right.
I'm like pew pew pew.
Story number two. Question, Cece.
I'm going to leave this one. I'm not going to have no questions because I think I already know the answer.
Okay.
You know which one's fake?
Oh, I'm just going to get cocky about it, yeah.
All right, I don't have questions for story two, but story three I do. Actually, no, I do have a question for story two. I need to fucking get as much information as I can.
You do you.
So you were on this date and you just walked out and left.
Well, yeah, we was in the cinema.
Right,
and he stunk of BO, and I thought,
right, okay, that was the question. Why did you leave? Because he stunk.
Yeah, he just stunk, and I just thought, like, what am I thinking? Like, why am I here?
You went on a date with someone that stinks.
I never came back. Well, I was gonna come back, and then I thought, I can't. Like, I literally can't.
He was weird.
Okay,
so he stank, and he was weird.
Okay.
Yeah, very odd person.
Listen, they're very good reasons to just fucking walk out on someone.
Yeah.
The third story.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fucking, if this is true, brilliant. This is absolutely fucking just ridiculous. So why was he trolling you?
So he was always so lovely to me when we was together. Like, so, so lovely. And then basically, long story short, like, there's so much. It's honestly, I could be here for an hour and tell you the story as to why we broke up and everything else. But long story short, like, you know, when we had been together for like 2 years, and then we were kind of like on and off, but we were still together. Then my ex cheated on me, and then basically everyone found out, and my relationship was online because it was like, it was my first relationship. It was like, I grew with my boyfriend. Like, that's kind of how I grew, like, when I was on social media. And like, everyone found out. So his dad basically decided to make a fake account to say that I was hacking his son. He put this whole like newspaper article, like, hacking is illegal. Like, I've never, to me, like, a relationship isn't a relationship without trust. So I've never in my life like asked for an ex's password to anything. Like, I just feel like if you need that, then you're probably not in the right relationship. So it's so far beyond me. And then anyway, it's like, because all of this happened, and I was like, it has to be him, like, no one else is doing this, and there was all this hate coming, the police actually tracked it back to his address. So it was his
I thought that was going to be the lie, but I think that's the truth now. And
that's so the truth. I mean,
unless you're the best liar in the world, but that is the most fucking ridiculous story I've ever heard.
Oh, what?
How embarrassing for whoever your ex is and his entire family.
But the thing is, he was so embarrassed.
Fucking hell. That is, anyway. Right. So I think that one's true now. Shall I go first or do you want to go first?
You go first. Go on.
I think the lie is number one.
I don't even remember what number one is.
Well, it's definitely the lion. I think the lion, yeah, because you running, you get naked.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I just don't think you, I don't know why, and I feel like we've had conversations before, and I feel like you're quite prudish. I just don't think you'd run across someone's house naked.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to find out. I think it's number two.
Oh, God. If I'm right here, this is a big moment.
Okay, should we get a drum roll?
Yeah, yes, that drum roll. Go.
I don't know why I'm sitting like a gorilla.
Okay. Pete, you're so wrong. No, the lions are walking out of the cinema.
I knew it!
I feel like I'm such a bad liar. I was really trying to just like, honestly, I hadn't even thought about it. I was like, shit, where am I going to walk out of?
Do you know what I think it was? It's because I don't know you, but you just seem so lovely. And I don't think you'd walk out of the cinema. If you can't even text someone and say, fuck off after a date, then I don't think you'd walk out with them because they smell of BO and whatever else it was. So that's why I thought. And you told those other stories.
I see that.
And Pete, it's not about running around the house naked. Like, you go to the toilet and like, oh, I can't bother to put my knickers on or whatever, you know, and then,
listen, I do it all the time. I'll happily walk anywhere with my cock hanging out. I just can't imagine Saffron doing it. But listen,
literally, imagine my little booty cheeks running out and his parents being there. You literally could not fucking imagine it. It
was so embarrassing. Really,
so was it both parents then?
It was both parents.
Oh, wonderful.
That is really bad.
On the plus side, I bet the dad give the mum one thinking of you that night.
Pete, that's too far.
Stop while you're running at to carry on. Because I thought, like, I can't just stop because I'm literally butt naked right now.
Oh, wow.
It was so bad.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow. Well, that's just another fucking loss to me. I don't want to play this game anymore. I don't like it.
Do you know
one week, I'll pretend not to be good. How about that?
You're so gullible.
I literally
am. You have a lot of trust in a relationship because like, I feel like someone can lie to you so easily and you're going to believe it.
Oh, listen, I'm sure everyone's fucking lies to me all the time, but this is probably why I don't end up in fucking relationships.
And this is why I'm single, because I'm too much of an Inspector Cluedo. They're like, oh, your hair looks nice. I'm like, why isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah. CeCe scares everyone and they just think I'm too fucking gullible. Oh, it's too easy. He's so easy to lie to. He can do anything and he'll just go, yeah, all right then. Anyway.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. You've made me want to get out and get dating.
Yes.
Happen.
Babe, you've got to do it. You've got to get out and get dating. I've never.
Yeah, okay.
I'm 34 this year. God, that is old.
Excuse me, I'm 36. Do you want to fucking refrain from take that back?
No, but you look fucking wonderful. I look like an old nutsack. So it's absolutely fine for you. You look fabulous, Cece.
Why?
Why do you look fabulous? Because you scare me, and if I say you don't. But yeah, get out dating. It's honestly. Yeah.
I will. I tell you what, let's get on this speed dating thing, I reckon.
I'm going to find somewhere.
Yeah.
I would get a good one. Come. I will be there. Good one.
Mate, are you still in Brighton?
Yeah, I'm still in Brighton.
All right, me and Cece, we're going to find somewhere in Brighton. Have you been Brighton, Cece?
I love Brighton.
No,
so
please.
Do I.
Really?
I don't want anyone.
Yeah, we're going to do it around your area.
Oh, no, I don't want anyone in Brighton. Jesus Christ. Oh,
good thing.
All right, where's your target area? London.
Just anywhere but Brighton. Okay. Like, I feel like I know everyone.
Excellent.
Brighton,
we're going to go to Scunthorpe.
Brilliant.
Where?
Scunthorpe.
Where on earth is that?
Google it. You won't want to go there.
All right, brilliant.
Sorry to anyone from Scunthorpe.
He's got to be better than the guys in Brighton, so I'm here for it.
Right, okay, we're going to sort it. But yeah, thank you so much. Hopefully I'll see you soon, babe.
Thank you for having me.
Saffron, take care.
Bye, guys. See you.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye. She's so cute.
She is adorable. You were bang on when you said
she's really, really cute.
So we're actually not going to do listeners' questions and stories because I've enjoyed talking to you so much, but I would actually prefer to see you in person. So I'm just going to go and then I'm going to turn up in Essex. Are you still in Essex?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come and meet you. How about that? I love you guys, listeners and everything, but I just feel this like need to see Pete. So we're going to skip the end of the show. So I can come and see.
Yeah, so basically me and Cece are going to get pissed. So
what I was trying to say. But
so if you needed our advice, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
So try not to fuck up your lives too much in the next week. And we'll do a bumper pack of listeners' questions and stories next week.
Bumper pack. God, I haven't heard that in ages. Okay. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Pete, I'll see you in about an hour.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
All right, then.
I'm gonna have an excited wank.
Okay, then.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what, I haven't done. You're listening to Fubar.
Oh, yeah.
God, yeah. We're that excited about
you
it.
Let me just do my thing. Work out my route to yours. Go on.
Yeah, if you can, get yourself on the sat nav. So this was the dating show on Fubar Radio. Normally we do listeners' question stories. We haven't done it this week because we're just very excited about getting pissed and seeing each other. However, next week we are doing a bumper pack. So please send your stories and questions to thedatingshow@fubarradio.com. You can also find everything to do with the dating show on Instagram, which is thedating_show, which is the home, the HQ, the hub of everything. CC and I and all our worldly, horrendous advice that you should never take. Bye.